The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Okay, is there some sound now? Hopefully that's, yes, there's three buttons here that I have to remember to push. I only pushed two of them. Okay, I can hear. There we go. Yeah, right? This is kind of the fun of this for me this morning, trying to remember all these things. So I'll start again by saying good morning. And of course, if you're on this side of the planet or this portion of the planet, it's morning. But you might be somewhere where it's afternoon or even evening. But wherever you are, I'm sending warm wishes and a warm welcome. And we'll start with a guided meditation this morning. Taking a moment to settle in, to arrive. Maybe after, because there wasn't any sound, maybe there was a little activation. Can we just allow that to settle back down? And to feel yourself sitting. The sensations of sitting. Maybe your feet are on the floor. Maybe you're sitting in a chair or on a cushion. Maybe you're even lying down. Can you feel the pressure, the resistance of the floor, the chair, the cushion, the bed? Against your body. Bringing an aliveness of attention. I like this expression, aliveness of attention, bringing some vitality, some energy to being here, now, in a relaxed, easy manner. Bringing some mindfulness to the body, the bodily experience. in some kind of way to inhabit the body with presence, awareness. One way to support feeling embodied is to do a body scan. I like to start at the top. So bringing some awareness to the head and face. Checking in around the eyes and the mouth. The neck. And the shoulders. Seeing if there can be a little bit more letting go, a little bit of relaxation. Checking in with the arms and the hands. Receiving the sensations of the hands, what they are touching, or maybe the experience of having hands. Can bring our awareness to the upper back and the lower back. The chest. The belly. And part of the art of practice is to not turn it into a big project of trying to get relaxed. Can we be relaxed about being relaxed? That is, allowing some tension if that's what's there. And creating the conditions in which more ease might arise. can we just be with this experience of bodily life right now, opening to it, allowing it, welcoming it. So what would it be like to have the stance of this meditation period, this time together, as being a time of kindness, as a movement of kindness, a gift of kindness to ourselves, to others, to consider that our practice, in whatever way we are experiencing it, but to practice, is an act of kindness for ourselves and others. If there's an inner taskmaster, can we be kind towards that? If there's an inner critic, can we welcome that with warmth and care? can we allow our practice to unfold? And an inner space of care, warmth, kindness. Receiving whichever experiences are arising. As best we can. Maybe it's the sensations of breathing that are predominant. Maybe it's sounds. Maybe it's sensations in the body, the pressure, the chair or cushion against the body. Maybe a sharp experience in the knee or throbbing in the back. Can we allow, receive, welcome these experiences? After all, they already are here. And to help us connect with our experience, we can have a simple, relaxed inquiry. What is this? What is this? What is this? We're asking not so much that we have to find the answer or figure anything out, but more to encourage some openness. Maybe what Suzuki Roshi would say, beginner's mind. What is this? And what is this? And so this way of practicing with a field of kindness and a field of questioning or inquiry, what is this, is a way in which we respect and honor what's happening without necessarily getting lost in it, identified with it, but allows us to stay open to the experience. And this movement of staying open can carry over into our daily lives, in our interactions with others, in hearing the news or interacting with the media, so that we don't find ourselves with our heart and our minds closed, even though there might be triggers. But instead, this practice is so much about staying open as best we can to what's actually happening in this moment. So in this way, may our practice be for the benefit of all beings, ourselves, those we interact with, and may it ripple out from there.